This is Akashvani, the news read by Shagun Chopra. Prime Minister Narendra Modi is set to embark on a high-profile diplomatic visit to France and the United States next week. His tour will focus on strengthening strategic, economic and technological partnerships with both the nations. Prime Minister Modi's visit to France from February 10 to 12 comes at the invitation of French President Emmanuel Macron. Key highlight of the visit will be the AI Action Summit, where global leaders will discuss the future of artificial intelligence governance. India, as a co-chair of the summit, will play a pivotal role in shaping the international AI policies, emphasizing ethical AI development, accessibility, and innovation. Briefing the media in New Delhi yesterday, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said both leaders will also hold bilateral talks and address the India-France CEOs Forum. In addition to the summit, discussions between the Indian and French leadership will cover defense, trade and energy cooperation, further strengthening the bilateral ties. The visit will also see the inauguration of India's new Consulate General in Marseille, aimed at improving consular services for the Indian diaspora in southern France. Following his engagements in France, Prime Minister Modi will travel to the United States on February 12 for a two-day working visit. Counting of votes for the Delhi Assembly elections will be held today. Preparations are in full swing for a smooth and fair counting process. Chief Electoral Officer of Delhi, R. Alice Vaz, said scrutiny of the election documents, including Form 17C of the 70 Assembly constituencies, has been conducted. Independent central observers appointed by the Election Commission, candidates and their agents, and returning officers were present during the scrutiny. Our correspondent reports that 19 counting centres have been set up in 11 districts of Delhi for counting of votes. Almost after 5 years, the Reserve Bank of India has reduced the policy repo rate by 25 basis points from 6.5% to 6.25%. Governor Sanjay Malhotra made the announcement yesterday in Mumbai following a three-day meeting of the MPC. The 25 basis points rate cut to 6.25% comes after the last rate reduction in May 2020. He further informed that according to the first advance estimates, real GDP growth for the current year is projected at 6.4%, with economic activity expected to improve in the coming year. The Transparency International Bangladesh has expressed deep concern over the vandalism and violence at Mujib Memorial Museum, Dhaka, and almost in the entire country over the past 2 days, and criticized Dr. Yunus' administration's role to prevent it. The organization condemned the government's passive stance in addressing the situation, which has been limited to issuing statements. The anti-corruption watchdog said in a statement that the emerging situation in Bangladesh is risky for democratic transition, good governance, and state stability. The need for effective government action to control and prevent the crisis, rather than merely issuing statements, it emphasized. 9th Asian Winter Games 2025 has begun at Harbin, capital city of northeast China's Heilongjiang province. Chinese President Xi Jinping declared the games open in presence of visiting dignitaries, including International Olympic Committee President Thomas Bach, yesterday. The games will continue till 14th of this month. A record 34 countries and regions are competing in the games. 88-member Indian contingent, which includes 59 athletes and 29 team officials, will participate in the games. The International Football Federation, FIFA, has suspended the Pakistan Football Federation, PFF, after it failed to amend its constitution as required for the smooth and fair governance of the sport in the country. FIFA stated that Pakistan will remain suspended until the PFF Congress makes the necessary amendments. This is Pakistan Football Federation's third suspension since 2017. And that is the end of this news bulletin.